This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Penny Zaleski, Z like zebra, A-L-E-S-K-I, date of birth June 7th of 1959. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Zaleski with a prior acute kidney injury and requiring hemodialysis, currently improved and stable kidney function with diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Her last visit was June 14th of last year. She's been able to lose another 14 pounds this year by being on Mounjaro, 5 milligram once a day. It has been causing significant nausea and vomiting, but she's not eating nearly the amount of food she was eating before, and blood sugars are also improving. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. She's on ProAir inhaler, Atenolol with chlorthalidone, 125, one daily, Lipitor, 10 milligram daily, Flexeril, 5 milligram twice a day. Norco is 10-325, one twice a day. Ativan is 1 milligram twice a day. Paxil, 20 milligram a day. The Mounjaro is 5 milligram daily. Wellbutrin, 150 milligram daily. Pepcid, 20 milligram twice a day. And Voltaren gel, apply four times a day as needed. Physical exam, weight is 185 pounds, pulse 83, and blood pressure 120 over 82. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies, were done, let's see, April 13th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.0. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.8, albumin 4.4. Her hemoglobin is 15.5. White count was 14.5. Platelets, 372,000. Her hemoglobin A1C is 6.3. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 33. Assessment and plan. One, diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function. Two, hypertension is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She has asked to be changed to an as-needed visit. So we won't schedule her for a follow-up visit at this time, but we will continue to monitor her labs every 3 months. And if she does develop changes in renal function and worsening of function, please call and ask us to see her again. And the patient is agreeable to that, and she has significant stress in her life currently and desires to just be added to the as-needed visit basis. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.